Your foundation for hormone health. At 35, Terrence was not yet sick, but he knew what fate awaited him if he continued down the road he was on. Obesity, prediabetes, type 2 diabetes, and heart disease were no doubt close by, along with the many other illnesses associated with those diseases. He had several friends just a few years older than him who were already on medications, and their lives were not examples he wanted to aspire to. "It is lethargic living," he stressed. "I refuse to let my body go that way. My wife and son deserve a healthy me, as do I." I agreed, but it was a decision that he had made himself, and he had been the one to make it happen. Nobody could do it for him. Terrence had laid a foundation for his future health that would pay him dividends for his entire life. So, what were his new hormone numbers after 6 months of eating differently, exercising, and creating good all-around lifestyle habits? We were both impressed. Total T, 625 nanograms per deciliter. Free T3, 3.5 picograms per milliliter. His numbers were now that of a healthy 35-year-old. Remember, the range for total T in men is 264 to 916 nanograms per deciliter. At 625 nanograms per deciliter, Terrence was over the middle, and that is pretty good. At his free T3, with the normal range being between 2 to 4.4 picograms per milliliter, and the optimal range being 3.5 to 4.4 picograms per milliliter, at 3.5 picograms per milliliter moved from the low end of normal to the low end of the optimal range. Both of these numbers could be even higher, but they were great considering where he had been. I also checked his cholesterol numbers along with other numbers from his blood work, and he was looking good overall. Whether you are male or female, I recommend a diet very similar to what Terrence chose. Women can eat a little less protein than men, but overall, the keto zone diet is one of the best lifestyle diets you can be on because it is anti-inflammatory and burns fat. Did you notice how few carbs are included in the keto zone diet from breads, bagels, cereals, and such? The key factor is lowering inflammation by choosing anti-inflammatory foods and lowering sugars, carbohydrates, and starches dramatically. You may be wondering, can I boost all my different hormones by improving my lifestyle, changing my diet, exercising, taking supplements, having less stress, getting more sleep, and so on? The answer is a resounding yes. But let me ask you a question. How much boosting of your hormones do you need? If you, like Terrence, want to get your body back in shape and increase your hormone levels, then doing what he did will probably be sufficient to meet your hormone needs, and the supplements in Appendix F will probably help. However, that may not be everything your body requires. Perhaps your needs are different. Maybe you are more like these patients. Anne, age 31, cannot get pregnant, probably because her hormones are out of whack. Carl, age 62, cannot lower his cholesterol no matter what he eats or how he exercises, and does not want to take cholesterol-lowering medications.